He was here today. Yep. We've had about just about close to 100% John attendance for the first 5 weeks, today being day one of phase three. Yeah, we've had just about 100% attendance, and if there wasn't 100% attendance, it was something where a guy had a family matter or something like that. So our guys are doing a great job of participating in a voluntary program.
With the rookies, especially some of the receivers, kind of getting to work with the veterans now, how did that go, and as they kind of assimilate to working just with some of the older players now?
They did a good job. They got a long way to go.
Bill, with Osweiler putting in some of the early work, working with the guys, what were you able to see from him today, just running the offense, knowing that he's going to be your starting quarterback for the rest of the season?
Yeah, he got off to a good start today, just like everybody else did.
Could you talk about Clowney, how he's doing, what's your expectations? Is he 100%, and what your expectations are for him?
He's out there today working hard. He took a bunch of reps, just like everybody else that was out there today. Practicing, they all got off to a good start.
When you say they got off to a good start, what constitutes a good start to you?
He was out there with his teammates, working hard, taking good reps, being able to carry the information from the meeting to the walkthrough to the field, just like every one of those guys that were out there. We got off to a good start today.
What should he be able to do better going into his third year?
I'm not going to get into a deal where I'm talking about every player on the roster. I think all of our guys, May 23rd, they all got off to a good start today in the first day of phase three, and we're just taking it one day at a time.
Bill, looks like a couple players might have dropped some weight, Hopkins, Hillard, Blue. Did a couple guys come back in better shape than you expected?
I don't really know.
Don't know.
I want to ask, can you speak on the I saw the catapult was out there, the systems. Can you speak on that? Is that something you were involved with, bringing that out to the practices?
Yes. We hired Eric Corum as a director of sports science. He's also a guy that works with the catapult company, and he was out there today. We're trying to, again, do what's best for our players, trying to maximize peak performance, and that's one way we can do it.
All rookies have a learning curve, and some positions may have a bigger learning curve than others. With your offense, some have speculated that wide receiver position is one that's particularly difficult to learn. Is that your point of view? And what do you do to kind of reduce the learning curve for rookies?
I think as a rookie, no matter what position you play, no matter what team you play for, I think it's a very difficult transition. I don't think it matters what position you play. I don't think it matters what team you play for, what system you're in. I think that that's a very difficult transition.
Could you talk about not having guys videographers anymore and the digital system and when you went to that and why?
Well, we still have videographers. We just have a lot more ability to do ground video. So we went to this, whatever you want to call the system, where we can run it from the ground, and we get a lot higher quality of video. So we get a lot higher quality HD, so to speak, video where we can really see it very well. So, that was just something we felt would help us. And then we still have our video guys on the ground doing a lot of ground video, ground level video.
So when you have the stability, continuity that you have, having the same kicking operation, man, what do you think that could do for Nick Novak and all those guys?
Say that again, Aaron.
The continuity you have, the kicking operation with the same kicker, for a long snapper, having Nick back for a second year, how much do you think that could help everything you're doing with the special teams and the kicking game?
Well, I think anytime you have continuity, that helps, especially in the kicking game. But, we've got a kicker that's not here right now because of his UCLA graduation or whatever it is he has to finish up at UCLA, named Fairburn, that'll be back and competing with Nick.
You talked about where we are in terms of the off season. Could you tell fans what's involved with the first part of our OTAs?
Well, it's a 9-week program, first of all, so you have to go all the way back. So it's a 9-week program. So the first, it's divided up into three phases. So the first phase is a 2-week phase where all you can do is strength and condition and meet with them. Can't do anything on the field with them, football coaching wise. The second phase is a 3-week phase in which now you can not only meet with them, strength and condition with them, but you can now go out onto the field, but you can't do anything against each other, and there's no helmets or anything like that. So it's basically on-air type of drills with the coaching staff. And then this is phase three, which is a four-week phase where now you can go out there in helmets, no pads, and do things against each other, but you have to limit the contact. There really is no contact. It's not even about limiting the contact. There's no contact. So that's basically what it is, and it's still much closer to a practice-like atmosphere than the first two phases.
At the end of every year, you talk about things that you want to self-scout and do differently. Was there anything different that you did about with OTAs and practice heading into the season, things that you wanted to change or maybe want to do differently?
I mean, I think we look at everything we do, and we've made a lot of changes. We made a lot of changes, obviously, coaching staff-wise. We made a lot of changes personnel-wise on our football team. Every year is different. I'm not going to get into every single detail of change that we've made, but everything that we try to do is to correct maybe some things that weren't very good last year or try to help, like with the sports science, try to help the performance of the players on the field. So, you know, we've made a lot of changes. Well, I think the goal is that in all three phases that we have a good understanding of what we're trying to do, that we stay healthy, and that we're closer to being the team that we want to be than we were today.
You mentioned after the rookie minicamp, the offense maybe being ahead where it was, you know, coming into this compared to the last couple of years. How much does it help to have that quarterback situation completely settled? I mean, last year it was the battle between Hoyer and Mallett and all that. I mean, that's not even an issue now with this team being able to move forward.
Yeah, I mean, we've been working well together, Brian, for 5 weeks now. And, you know, every year is different. So we're in a different year. We feel good about where we are right now as far as being 5 weeks into an off-season program. Again, it's only May, but we got off to a good start today. Guys competed. You know, both sides of the ball made plays today. Special teams got a little bit better. So we have a really good work ethic on this team, and that's what they just need to keep doing is working hard.
You brought Larry Izzo back to Houston, and now that you've been around Larry as a full-time head, he's the boss now for the first time of the special team. What do you like about him? What have you seen from him? What do you expect from him?
Yeah, he's very smart, John. He's a very hard worker. He's got a very good grasp of special teams. He was a 14-year player, probably go down as one of the best special teams players to ever play in this league. And then he's worked under some really good head coaches, special teams coordinators, came highly recommended to me by a couple of special teams coordinators in our league. And so I think he's off to a really good start. He does a good job communicating with the players, and you know, we're off to a good start with that phase.
Cool. Bill, in terms of the sports science stuff, how much has that grown for you in terms of what you like to implement, and where do you see that projecting? Is this sort of a test phase, or do you see this becoming a bigger part of the offseason? Right.
Yeah, I would not say that I'm an expert in sports science, and so no, I'm not an expert in anything. I'm not an expert in anything. I think that what we've tried to do is bring Eric Corum in here to try to help us with player workloads, sleep habits, nutrition, you know, scripting in certain instances. You know, he kind of branches into a lot of different areas. He's a very bright guy. We're starting off really slow with him. We're not trying to throw the whole kitchen sink at our players, because that's a big part of it, is the players need to buy into it. But I think so far so good.
When the rosters are as expansive as they are right now, how much longer does it take for you, or how much different is it to get through the post-practice evaluations, the tape, and everything you're doing? Has that changed since you came into the league as a head coach?
Can you give me that one again?
Well, like, with the rosters as big as they are, I know you want to watch practice and evaluate.
Right.
How long does that take, and have you changed the way that you do that to be more efficient with such a big roster?
No, I watch every single every rep, every drill, with the staff. We go up there right now. I'm probably going to be late because I'm in here. So at 1:30 we're going to meet, but I'm probably late to that, like I said. And we'll begin to watch it. And then this afternoon when the players are gone, we'll finish it up. So we watch every single rep.